This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Talia Lopez. Arizona's Republican governor signed a series of bills targeting abortion and transgender rights Wednesday. Governor Doug Ducey's signature puts Arizona on a growing list of GOPD-led states pursuing a conservative social agenda. One new law outlaws abortion after 15 weeks if the U.S. Supreme Court allows it. Another new law bans gender confirmation surgery for minors and stops transgender girls from playing on girls' sports teams. Ducey has signed every piece of anti-abortion legislation that has reached his desk since he took office in 2015. Last year, he said that he hoped the Supreme Court overturned the Roe v. Wade decision that protects women's right to abortion. The Biden administration may get rid of asylum limits that were supposed to prevent the spread of COVID-19. According to people familiar with the plans, the limits may end as early as May 23rd. The United States used public health powers to avoid legal obligation that called on the government to protect people seeking safe haven from persecution. As of Monday, U.S. authorities tallied about 7,100 migrants who are stopped daily at the border of Mexico, marking a sharp increase from last month. Nationally, housing prices saw a rise to start off the year, and here in Arizona, one city saw the largest annual gain in the country. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index, Phoenix led the way with the highest annual gain of more than 32%. This was followed by Tampa with a close to 31% increase and Miami with just over 28% increase. In comparison, home prices nationally rose just over 19% over the last 12 months. According to Realtor.com, the median home listing price in Phoenix is $450,000. Mark Stapp is the executive director at ASU's Masters of Real Estate program. He talks about two key factors that make Phoenix attractive to buyers.
We're still cheaper than most of the, you know, gateway cities, so we're still less expensive than Southern California. And in that regards, considered to be a bargain. I think, you know, there's two effects. One of them is a potential economic development effect. The other, and I think equally if not more important, is the social effect, because wages have not grown to the same rate.
16 out of the 20 listed cities in the report had an increase in housing prices. The Arizona Coyotes want to keep their gambling operation alive when they move to a temporary home at Arizona State next season. So they asked lawmakers to change the state law on sports betting. The Coyotes say the change is needed because ASU's arena only holds 5,000 people. The law requires sports venues to seat at least 10,000 people in order to run retail sports books and mobile gambling operations. The Arizona Indian Gaming Association and multiple Native American tribes oppose the request. They argue that the 2021 sports betting law was part of a complex deal they negotiated with Governor Ducey and should not be changed without consulting the tribes. An Arizona Senate committee has already signed off on the changes Tuesday. With summer quickly approaching, Phoenix still needs hundreds of lifeguards. Last summer, the city couldn't open all of its pools because of a shortage of workers. Cronkite News' Molly Hudson explains what the city is trying to do to get lifeguards trained.
Being a lifeguard is a job that you look back on when you're an adult and say, that was the best job I ever had.
That's Becky Hewlett, who used to be a lifeguard. Now she's the aquatic supervisor for the city of Phoenix. She says having the city's 29 pools open for the summer ensures access to swim lessons and water safety education.
One of our missions in the city of Phoenix is to teach kids how to swim and reduce that drowning rate. And so that impact will be felt across the community.
The city wants to make sure people have access to pools close to home, so Hewlett says the Parks Department needs to get lifeguards trained and certified.
You have to get certified in a lifeguard certification, which includes the lifeguard skills portion of it, as well as CPR, AED for the professional rescuer, which is basic life support. It also includes first aid and bloodborne pathogen certification.
In addition to the hourly pay of just over $14 an hour, the city announced a $2,500 incentive to reimburse people for the cost and time of lifeguard certification. This makes the hourly pay about $21 an hour. Again, here's Hewlett.
So we are offering certification courses at a reduced rate of $20 for the class instead of $85.
Certification is a series of 5 classes. Candidates must pass the first class before moving on to the others. The initial class requires 300 yards of continuous swimming, treading water for 1 minute without using your hands, and retrieving a 10-pound brick from the bottom of a 12-foot pool. Molly Hudson, Cronkite News.
You must be 15 years old to become a lifeguard. For more information and to apply, visit phoenix.gov/lifeguard. We had help today from Molly Hudson, and thanks to Mason Miller, who produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Talia Lopez.